You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica and the Soul Health and Wellness Club with Nurse Blue.
Hello, everybody. Hi, Dr. E. I just want to let everybody know I'm so happy that we have a really great discussion we're going to have today. And I'm Nurse Blue. Blue stands for Build, Love, Unite, and Empower People, about my favorite subject and hopefully soon to be yours, and that's soul health. And you're looking good over there, Dr. E. You're looking bright and all that.
Thank you. I'm trying to be the sunshine because right now in Chicago, it's a little overcast. So I'm trying to bring a little bit of energy to this podcast.
To the Midwest.
Yes, exactly. So if you all are new to this show, I am Dr. Erica Montgomery. I am a psychologist. I've been doing mental health for 25 years, and me and Nurse Blue joined together to create the Soul Health and Wellness Club, which is an online virtual experience. And we are really here to uplift you, to really give you the knowledge and give you the conversation that's going to help you to shift a little bit. That's really what I believe we do. We support change. And so when I start off this podcast, I always like to start with breathing and just taking a deep breath, because I believe our breath is not only essential for life, but for me, it is a reminder that me are a spark of the divine. And that is no little thing. If we are saying that the creator that has created everything in this universe is breathing us and is creating through us, and we are a spark of that divine, then that means we are also creators. And it just opens us up to a whole another level of understanding. And so with that, if you can, wherever you are, thank you for your presence. But if you can, close your eyes, and we're just going to do a couple of deep breaths. All right. So just close your eyes if you can, and just take a deep breath, breathing in through your nose, breathing in deeply, slowly, and breathing in as long and as full as you can. Breathing in the air, the purifying air, the cleansing air, the healing air, into your diaphragm, into your lungs, your throat, your entire body. And then when you release and let it go, you're releasing through your mouth as if you're blowing through a straw, just releasing that air out so that you can hear it. You can hear the release, because as you release, it's releasing the mental chatter going on. It's releasing the heavy emotions that you might be feeling. It's releasing any discomfort or dis-ease in your body. It really is a mechanism for releasing anything that is toxic or that doesn't serve you in a healthy way. Again, breathing in, deep breath, breathing in as if you're breathing in that beautiful light, that divine energy, that cleansing and purifying energy. And then again, allowing it to release and cleanse and blow it out and let it go. I just think that breathing is just a reminder. It is really a reminder that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And that means that we are more powerful and more great and more abundant and creative, and just, we are awesomeness. And we don't always get that from our humanness. And today, Nurse Blue and I were talking before we got on air, and she brought up a really good point. You know, she said, Do you have a hard time admitting when you're wrong? We talked about really how this admitting that you're wrong oftentimes gets in the way of your relationships and of the things that you have going on. And so we really wanted to pose this question. Do you have a hard time admitting when you're wrong? And we wanted to qualify, not saying sorry.
Right.
Right. Because sometimes it's easy to say sorry, keep it moving, but not really acknowledging responsibility for your fault or for what you said or did that was wrong.
Yes. That's a different level of ownership.
That's a different level, right? Yes. So that's our question to you. Do you have a hard time admitting when you're wrong?
Well, let me just say this. I personally, throughout my life, I was at a point where I had a hard time admitting I was wrong. And then I was around people who had a hard time admitting that they were wrong. So I did not necessarily learn to take ownership until much later in life. Okay. Unless, of course, you have no other choice. That doesn't mean that I didn't say I'm sorry. That just meant that even though I may have said I'm sorry, it did not go as deeply as maybe it should have gone if I would have said I was wrong. Okay. Now, I was thinking about this, Dr. E, because I think about relationships that I no longer have for whatever the reason may be. Okay. And the relationships that I've had over time, the ones that have remained intact because, you know, relationships, part of relationships becoming stronger is oftentimes you may have a breakdown and then the breakdown leads to a breakthrough. And then that breakthrough is like mortar that you put in between the bricks of the relationship and it becomes stronger. But when I think about those relationships that fell apart over the years, they fell apart because if there was a breakdown, the person who I was in relationship with may not have been willing to see their part in the breakdown because of this thing called pride, right? And pride, it's in the scripture. It leads to destruction. And so there is no secret out here that, you know, pride disrupts marriages, friendships, businesses. And a lot of times people don't realize, you look at your life, you're like, how did this happen? Because you couldn't say I was wrong. Like it took it was almost like you felt like you had to give a limb. Like you had to give your life.
Right. Give a body part.
Give a body part away if you had to say I was wrong about something. And that's so much a part of learning on planet Earth, learning when you're right and when you're wrong, that why do we penalize ourselves so heavily to a point where we're willing to destroy important parts of our life because we can't say I was wrong.
And I always tell people, especially those that I'm counseling and coaching, is saying that you were wrong greater than the loss of the relationship? Like, is it so important to be right and to stand on being right when you know in your heart of hearts that you were not right, that you were wrong, but
yes,
admit it and risk the chance of losing a relationship, a person that you love? To me, the answer is always going to be no.
Right.
I value the love that I have for that person and their meaning and what they've, you know, provided for me and how we've connected and loved on each other more than me admitting that I'm wrong.
Yes.
And I think that as an early child, I learned very quickly that being human meant that you made mistakes. It was this understanding. A lot of people deal with this perfectionism, this false identity,
yes, The ego.
Of perfectionism, the ego that convinces you that you have to be perfect in order to be loved, in order to be validated. And I realized very on in my life that being human meant we were not perfect. Because if we were perfect, then we would not have come into physical form. We would not have become human, right? So our journey as spiritual beings coming into human form, being human, meant that we had to evolve. That means we had to make mistakes. We had to grow. We had to learn. But this idea of being wrong somehow is a struggle because people believe they have to be right. That if you're right, it means that if you're not right, it means that you're a bad person, or it means that you're, you know, stupid, or it means that, you know, you're not valuable or you're not important. And they tie a lot of these negative beliefs to this idea of being wrong.
Yes. And here's why we have to examine this, because the world is a reflection of us. And at this time, we have nearly 100 conflicts on planet Earth right now, for whatever reason. We're hearing about the wars that are taking place in the middle over in Palestine or in Israel. And we're hearing about the wars taking place over in Russia and Ukraine. Those are the big ones. But we're talking about all these little conflicts in between that don't necessarily.
Haiti. Civil unrest.
Absolutely. And there are tensions here in the United States, right? Yes. There are growing tensions around politics or what have you. And then, so it's not them, it's us. Right? The world is a reflection of us. And if, in fact, if we could just get to a point where we're willing to own I was wrong and be willing to come to the table with that, how many of these wars that we are preparing sons and daughters to go out and fight and put their lives on the line for, how many of those could be worked out when leaders, people we look up to, people we voted for, people who we put in office, if they can't say, I am wrong, and be willing to make that adjustment, and we're willing to see our children go off and fight wars on the base, and that's on the big level, right? But it's all meaningful. There is somebody right now, there's a family that is that is fighting for the life of the marriage to maintain a family because somebody is holding a position and not willing to reevaluate their position because they don't want to admit I was wrong. And so I think a lot of it is in our culture, we have a lot of things that I would say they're great contradictions, right? Because we support competition, a lot of competition. Mm-hmm. And so if to a point that, you know, everything is me versus you, well, not everything, but a lot of things are me versus you, or, you know, comparing ourselves to each other. And so you look back and you think about the whole idea of competition is for somebody to be weaker and the other one to be stronger. Right. Yeah. So does I am wrong? Is that the reason why we're not saying that? Is that the reason why we are losing families or marriages are ending and businesses and relationships and friendships? Because this indoctrinated belief around competition in one area has us at a point where we're not willing to submit to humility.
Yeah.
Because the humble spirit, that's the only way we can heal something, is when somebody is willing to say, I am wrong. And that is a very feminine energy because it's a healing energy. Now, we're not asking you to be a doormat, like, you know, take responsibility for things you didn't do in order.
Right, for other people's stuff.
Right. But when you are in a position to save something that is going to matter, because how many people look back on life and regret that they didn't come to that, those three words quick enough? I was wrong. Yeah, and I know you have, you know, being in a psychologist for 25 years and myself being in nursing, being in coaching, we've seen a lot of situations where children who now have grown into adults, right? And their parents want to come back into their lives after being absent for a period of time, a long period of time. And the person wants to come back into their life and say, I was wrong. 20, 30 years later, when if they could have arrived at that time when they were, when that child, that's music to a child's ears.
I know.
I was wrong. If they could have got there sooner, how that relationship could have manifested into something they could have been proud of, as opposed to being at a point where you feel shame, you feel guilt, you know, the relationship is destroyed, people have hurt through it. And I think that we have to learn to practice, not saying I'm sorry so much, because as we talked about that, we've been taught to say I'm sorry since we were, you know, what, 2, 3, you know, that
right,
was
toddlers.
toddlers really learning how to, you know, respect others and respect ourselves. But a lot of times when we say I'm sorry, most people, I'm quite frankly, I don't believe most people who say I'm sorry are oftentimes I'm sorry for what they're saying I'm sorry for, only because it's a habit.
Yeah, yeah. The sincerity isn't always there.
Yeah, it's not. Is it authentic? If it is, then great. But, you know, you ever said, okay, I'm sorry. Let's get on with this.
Yeah. But, you know, I think that there is an idea that when you admit that you were wrong, it makes you weak.
Yes.
And or there is a guilt behind that. And I just want to say, it doesn't make you weak. What it does is it makes you human.
Yeah. It makes you human, like you lost. Right.
Well, and it also, it helps you to acknowledge that you have room for growth. You have room to rethink and change your mind. I say that all the time. We have the choice to change our mind at any time. If you hold a belief and you hold it so firmly, but then you realize that that was wrong, you can change your mind and say, you know what? I used to believe that. Now I know better. And now I believe this. And when you admit that you were wrong, you're basically saying that what I believed or what I thought or what I felt wasn't true. It's not the right way to think about something. And so it's really about being able to accept that we could be wrong and it not mean that we're a bad person. It yes. not mean that we have to carry guilt about just, you know, I hurt somebody or I did something wrong or, you know, it's like, yes, you do feel those things. You do, because those are humbling emotions. Those emotions bring you to your knees because you say, you know, I didn't know. A lot of times we don't know.
Right.
And we don't know what we don't know until we know.
Absolutely. Or feel like you lost a match. Yeah. So you're trying to say, oh, you're trying to avoid saying I was wrong because
trying to save face.
You're trying to save face, but you've lost everything you've worked for or everything you want in your life. Or a country has been damaged or people have been killed because, you know what I mean? You did not say I was wrong.
Because you made a mistake.
Because you made a mistake or your thinking has expired.
Yeah.
You know, I look at where we are in the world and there's a lot of things, particularly in 2024, that's being exposed, right? You going right now, there are things that are falling as we speak that we thought were resolute, right? And as we are coming into the understanding of the truth, because that's what's happening, the truth is being revealed in so many ways, how are we going to embrace this truth? Are we going to say when the truth reveals itself and it shows that we've been taught is wrong, are we willing to say, okay, I believed a lie. I was wrong. That was wrong. I'm willing now to accept the truth.
Yes.
And are you going to grow with that truth or are you going to feel more comfortable with believing a lie? And suffering the consequences. Because that's what happens when you don't say, I was wrong. You suffer consequences. You may be winning that battle, but you're going to lose the war in the end. And I'm seeing far too many people. That's why I wanted to have this conversation. I'm seeing far too many people at a point where they're losing the war, or they're having a hard time with this, with understanding why they're feeling uncomfortable in life right now, because we're about to get it. In order to grow, you have to be willing to release those beliefs around healing and building bridges and building relationships and connections. You have to be a connector. And I think a great connector statement is, I was wrong when you know you are wrong.
Wrong. Absolutely. And it's interesting how I call it self-deception. It's interesting how people will sit with the lie because it's more comfortable.
Yep.
Than to expose the truth and admit that they were wrong. And that self-deception only serves to keep you stuck in the pain, in the suffering, in the confusion. So if you are ready to release that heavy emotion, that guilt, that shame, whatever, you have to be willing to look in the mirror and speak the truth.
That's right.
And it starts with, I was wrong.
That's when my healing started. When I was able, when I got tired of running away from myself and attracting the drama that comes with not wanting to see yourself, because you will continue. As long as you hold that energy inside of you, you're always going to attract people, situations, and things that's coming into your life to help you heal it. And oftentimes it's going to show up as some very uncomfortable drama in your life. And it wasn't until I really reached a point where I said, you know what? Let me do whatever it takes in order to get on the other side of this pain. And when I began to say I was wrong about how I saw this, what I believe about this, how I saw myself, how I saw others, when I was able to say I was wrong about my feelings, I honored my feelings. I honored and acknowledged I felt this way, but I may have been wrong for feeling a certain way about an issue that at the time, coming from a limited perspective, I was wrong because I was looking at it from a prideful standpoint. Mm-hmm. And so it's always, healing is always being able to put your ego where it belongs. You know, the ego benefits and serves us sometimes, but in issues like, in situations like this, when it comes down to self-preservation for the sake of being right, that's right. When our ego betray us, and that's when our ego destroys and becomes the big sabotager of the saboteur of the things that we're trying to manifest and create.
Yeah. And it keeps us stuck. That's the one thing that I want people to understand. When you hold on to a lie, simply to save face, simply to be right, simply to say I was right, that person was wrong, what happens is you stay stuck. You don't grow. You don't find your peace and your happiness because you keep perpetuating that same experience. So you thought it stopped there at that one situation. It's going to show up again and again and again until you get to the point where you're like, enough is enough. I can't do it anymore. I can't hold this lie anymore. It's killing me. And I really hope and pray that you get to that point. So much so that you look in the mirror and you start speaking the truth. Because I always believe the truth will set you free. When people share their truth, I don't care what you know, people have a tendency to hold on to a lot of secrets.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But when they share their truth, it's painful. It is. It might even be humiliating. It might be, you know, exposing and vulnerable. but it is freeing.
Oh,
Because
yeah.
you don't have to hold on to it anymore. Now you can be who you really are.
And that story, most of the time we're holding on to stuff that happened many years ago. And that was yesterday's story that's interfering with today's story. If you learn, and this is something I had to learn, because as I stated before, there were a few things in my family we did not do well. We did not say I'm sorry, and we did not say I was wrong. Okay. And when I look back, you know, at our relationships right now, it's a reflection of those two things, which is why I'm so passionate about it, because being on the other side of it, I see how much damage can be done with that. But so much more healing can come from embracing these new ideas. And now in the relationships that I have formulated outside of my family relationships, and even, you know, what I take into these relationships with my family as well, because a lot of times when you get to this point where you learn how to embrace this side of humility, you begin to guide and be the teacher of others. Now we can start teaching each other that you're not losing a battle because you say I was wrong. No, you're not. There's nothing to be ashamed of or to feel guilty about if you make a mistake. What you're doing now, you're showing up as a divine soul that's truly invested in building, in loving, and uniting, and empowering someone about the beauty of the words I was wrong, because everything is about creation. So when you do that, if that person was really injured by what you did, what happens on the other side of that, that person's heart chakra opens. You guys are able to exchange an energy flow that may have been hindered by the fact that that person, the other person, you know, felt like, you know, that other, the person who was wronged is holding back their energy from you. So now you've opened it back up for energy exchange. And the other person who decided to say, I was wrong, now you have grown up inside and you can feel good about yourself. And that relationship can go on. And who knows what you can create out of that.
Yeah, it's healing. You really win. You really win. When you speak your truth, you allow other people to speak their truth. You give permission for people to own their part in it. Because there's always, I always say, there's always three truths. Your truth, my truth, and then the truth somewhere in between. So when you can admit to your wrongdoing, I can admit to my wrong. It's almost like you open up the floodgates of love. And like you say, the heart chakra opens. Because yes, it's being authentic, and it always comes back to love, because people yes want to be loved. They want to be in a loving relationship, and it's the pride that hinders the growth. So
that's right.
We've got less than a minute. I just want to say, I hope that, you know, our listeners have gotten something out of this conversation. I definitely think it's an important conversation. If you have the opportunity to admit that you were wrong, do it. You will win. You will win.
Absolutely. And they need to follow us at soulhealthcommunity.com. Make sure you go to soulhealthcommunity.com. Come check us out on Clubhouse at the Women in Business House, where we do the I Deserve Joy parties. And also, please make sure you come and check out A Soul Massage on Saturdays, where we offer musicology as well as beautiful meditations to help us to release so we can increase our soul's health.
Absolutely. And if you need coaching and you need support, reach out. You can find me at healthyminds.expert. Healthyminds.expert. We are here for you to help you grow and heal along your journey. We love you. Thank you for being here. Until the next time, peace out.
Yes. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. please visit HempHappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.